This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Thank you for joining us in hour number three. We do 3 hours of live, real, open phones radio every night of the year. So tune in any time between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, and you will hear good, compelling thought from a libertarian point of view, generally, but it doesn't matter if your point of view differs from ours. We want to share what we think, and we want to hear what you think. That's the most important thing. And I do want to thank Henry K. Henry K. is a silver amplifier. That means he has pledged $5 a month, and that's a good thing, to the show, so we can go out and get on more radio stations. Now, us just getting on more radio stations, that doesn't put money in our pocket. What it does do is allows the ideas that we're talking about and the conversations we have with people like you to get in more people's ears, and that's well worth it. We think it's a good way to spread the message and the ideas of liberty, and we thank you, Henry K. I appreciate it. In studio, it's Chris.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were just, you know, we were kind of talking offline a little bit about what's going on in Virginia, and it's been crazy. A lot of people are coming down on Virginia for making a lot of moves to take away people's right to defend themselves. People will always say, well, it's all about the Second Amendment. You know what the Second Amendment does? What rights the Second Amendment grants? It doesn't grant anything. You have a right just by being human to defend yourself. No law was ever written that said you are now granted the right to possess a firearm. You can now carry a knife. If someone attacks you, you have the right granted by us, the government, to do something about it. It's not anything to do with government. It's part of the human condition. You possess this. No one has to tell you you have a right to defend yourself against someone who may do you harm. It's as simple as that. Government doesn't have any rights to grant. That's not what governments do. What the Second Amendment is about is trying to put a restriction on government. It's not taking something or not giving you anything. It's taken away from the government the ability to deny you your natural rights. That's what it's all about.
We're not coming to take away your government. We just want to have some common sense government control.
I like that. So, Ian, you dug up
some
stuff.
Okay, it's not true. We are coming to take away your government.
And you know what we're going to do then? And then we're going to leave you alone after we control it.
Yeah, but people can have as much government as they want. I mean, if they want to hire somebody to tell them what to do, by all means.
Hire Mr. Spanx-a-Lot to tell you what to do.
Who is that?
Mr. Spanx-a-Lot, she's the arbitrary dominatrix that you could potentially hire to tell you what to do.
Oh, you said mistress. Okay,
yeah, I thought it was Mr. Spanx-a-Lot.
Yeah, I thought it was Mr. Spanx-a-Lot. Okay. That's a whole different story. If you say Mr. Spanx-a-Lot, it makes me think of one thing. If you say mistress Spanx-a-Lot, it makes me think another.
That's interesting.
Well, different strokes for different folks. But the point is, you can hire anybody you want to tell you what to do.
By the way, we have to announce something tonight. The Discord is broken. The sound cards are not working. So we have to apologize to Burn, who is having the toughest time calling into the show. Now, we think Burn is...
Feel the burn.
We suspect Burn's going to try to crank the show. But, Chris, you hung up on him inadvertently twice. He then calls on the Discord line. So he called on the phone lines twice. He then calls on the Discord lines. We join the lines, but you didn't screen him beforehand, I don't think. I think you just took him on the air. You did screen him?
No, I didn't screen him. Right. We got disconnected over and over, thanks to somebody.
Right, but you just took him on the air, and then he dropped out of the line. But I was watching, and I didn't see, like, on Discord, when you're communicating with somebody, there's these little green outlines around your user.
It would show up indicating that I was speaking.
Right, and
that
wasn't showing. That wasn't showing. So I thought, oh, wow, something may be wrong. And so we did some testing during the news break. And, yeah, the sound cards are all of a sudden broken on this computer. And so we cannot. So I see Wesley is in our top chat room there. We can't take Discord calls tonight. So if you want to call in, you have to call the toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE. That's the only way to get in. We have to go old school tonight.
And we are going to go old school. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Tim, in the manner in which you speak to Patrick proves that neither of you are ministers of peace, love, or liberty.
Oh, this is not Tim. Hold on for a moment. This is James from Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember
Long time no talk.
You remember your honor code, Chris?
Yes. What honor code? I did not sign anything called an honor code. Were you in the military?
You know what the military honor code is.
I'm out for this.
And you should take it to heart whether you're in or out of the military and whether or not you agree with the military or not about anything.
No. I'm still asking what the honor code was. Can you repeat the honor code for me?
Anyway, Patrick's call is illuminating how, you know, the poor guy doesn't care about price and quantity or supply versus demand. He doesn't get any of that stuff. But he is onto something as to why people are tribal, and they do like people that they grew up with.
Okay.
And they don't like people coming from thousands of miles away to score their jobs because they undercut them as far as labor goes. I can sympathize with that guy, even though I know exactly where you're coming from because I have an education. But I should also like to say about something else. And I'm curious that Rich Paul didn't point out that I'm glad you agree that we were attacked on 9/11, that it wasn't an inside job, or that the government let it happen. You don't share any of those lunatic, despicable conspiracy theories like, fittingly, nobody actually believes and isn't doing anything about it if the government and people committed mass murder from our country and not from the Middle East. Well, Osama bin Laden fanatics that believe the Quran and the Hadith are based on a true story that commands true believers to murder people that don't agree with them. I'm glad you don't agree.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Go ahead and speak, and I should like to respond.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's how conversations happen. 9/11, to me, and it's just my opinion, it happened. People died on 9/11. Now, what the motivations were behind those people, I don't know. I know it was a sad day for a lot of families. I get that. It was a sad day for our country. But I don't know everything that happened.
Okay, can I respond to that? Since you really didn't say anything, you didn't disagree with me, I don't know. But I already illuminated, it says, why Osama bin Laden fanatics flew planes into the Pentagon, what I told the call screener is when I left the Libertarian Party is because of people like Mark Edge who literally screamed over me in the public airways about how the people in the Pentagon deserved it. Leave aside there was an innocent man drone with hundreds of people on it on Flight 77 that were murdered, women and children, and the people in the Pentagon didn't deserve to be murdered, nor did any of the people in the two towers. Again, Osama bin Laden fanatics who take certain passages in the Quran and Hadith deadly serious, as young Muslim men that aren't peaceful at all have been doing for literally a millennia.
Oh.
That is why the Middle East is the most effed up part on planet Earth, because there are millions of people that take the stupid, sick stuff that Muhammad and his messengers said deadly serious. And it has nothing to do with American foreign policy or American foreign troops.
I am actually going to put your call. I got to go to a break, but I got to put your call on hold, James. We're going to continue this conversation. 855 453. It's like a voice from the past.
Well, he's not insulting or being completely awful, so he's actually talking about points that he actually believes, and so that's kind
of... and we can debate that. And I'm welcome to those calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 50-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. I just wanted to make sure I could wake up the, make sure the board op heard me when I came back. This is Chris in the studio.
It's also Ian, and taking a break, we have nobody still in the studio, but because of the current caller, he has opted out of hosting the show at this time.
I understand. I understand. And
this is the only caller that has actually engendered that response in Free Talk Live hosts. It has never happened prior to this caller and has never happened since this particular caller. Mark, I believe Mark was the first to do it. Daryl also did it, and now nobody is also.
Well, and honestly, this is the first time I've taken a call from James in Arizona in, God, 2 years, maybe?
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
Oh, wow.
I haven't taken a call from him. I know he's tried to call in, but for James to talk to us, he had to be deceitful. He had to call him and say he was Tim from New Hampshire.
So would you have not taken his call if it had said James in Arizona?
I would have. What I've always done, my policy has been, well, I know what James is going to talk about, so I'm going to take any other caller first. And if I have time left, I don't, because
in this case, he was the only caller, I believe, on the line at that time.
Yeah. But in any case, we ended up talking to James, and James is being pretty reasonable right now. Now, you like to point out, and you did point out, you know, where you disagree with people that deny what you believe are facts. So you
they
believe
are facts.
Well, hold on. Give me a chance to
3,000 people on 9/11.
Okay, so
did that sum up what I've already said? Good enough so that you don't have to.
You have said and that as a fact. No, but I want to take a chance. I want to get a word
may
in
I
here.
Respond?
Please.
May I respond?
You don't
speaking
like
being
when
deceitful.
Okay,
speaking
if I
being deceitful, can I respond to that?
You were deceitful. I'm sorry. Are you Timmy in New Hampshire? If you are not Timmy in New Hampshire, then you were deceitful.
Speaking of
no.
being deceitful.
No. You said, now, I just want to ask you a question. You don't like people who are deniers in your mind, and I understand that, and I don't like
no,
it either.
I hate them.
Okay. Do deny you
what?
Agree or disagree that there is blowback that occurs against governments by other governments, by other people
yes,
in the
I
country?
I absolutely, positively do not deny that some people murder their fellow human beings, and you call it blowback. But you wouldn't call it blowback if somebody you knew or loved were murdered by those people. You use it because that's a political philosophy of yours.
No. It's a fact. From my point of view, blowback absolutely occurs. And you deny that.
Charles Johnson myself. Okay, I know all about it. I reject that.
I don't know who that is.
Out of hand.
Okay.
Okay, but let me see. Ladies and gentlemen, the audience, I did fib. I told him I was Tim. You know why?
Can I call you Timmy?
The very first time I called in to talk to. Since the very first time I talked to Daryl W. Perry, I was banned forever by him for something I don't believe. Not to mention I was banned not once but twice by a so-called minister for me wanting to respond to an outright law about me having three dealies. I was banned for for a great length of time because of that. When those things aren't even true.
So let's clear these things
up.
You're still here now. You've been unbanned, and usually you get banned because you do things that are really unacceptable.
I got banned based on a lie that you're not sorry for having ever spoken. You're not a minister.
You didn't get banned over your DUIs.
You're a lying sack, but may I respond to the stuff about 9/11?
I'm just got banned for threatening people.
Tens of thousands of troops
and being boring.
In South Korea, tens of thousands of troops in Germany, thousands in Japan.
Yep.
They've never been victims of blowback. You know why? Because those countries aren't overpopulated by a bunch of young men that take psychotically sadistic, hateful passages in the Quran and the Hadith.
Hold on. Are they bombing Japan?
Are they bombing Korea? Are we attacking these countries?
Our troops are under no threat from the locals at all. But when they're in the Middle East, they are, because the same people that hate Americans also hate Jews for existing because they don't take their Hadith and their Quran deadly serious like they do. There are hundreds of millions of people, Chris, in the Middle East that think 9/11 was a really cool day.
They
and
do.
We're glad that infidels were mass murdered.
I get it. That's a lot of people, and I understand that point of view.
Over there,
but what you have always asserted with me is that none of what we've done in response has caused blowback. You've repeated this repeatedly. James,
why there is no blowback in Germany, Germany, Japan, or South Korea, or you know you're a liar.
The United States has never...
That's why Rich Paul isn't responding to me, because he knows he's a coward
hey James,
and a liar.
Thanks for your call.
He asked you to respond and then keeps talking.
Right, he talks right over me. All I wanted to say was, when did the United States attack South Korea? This was the core of his... There's, you know, those people are fine with it. Well, when did the United States ever attack the South Koreans? We're going to stay on the phones where we've got... Wesley calling in from New Hampshire. I believe this is Wesley and not really James from Arizona being deceitful. Wesley, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about nobody's campaign for governor, but it seems like nobody's not in the studio. If he's around, then maybe
I'm
you
back.
Can bring him
he's
by.
Back. He's back.
I just take my headphones off when James is on the air. I don't deal with James. James is dead to me.
Yeah, he's kind of a character. But welcome back to Keene. It's good to have you back.
No, I'm kind of a character. He's a waste of skin.
So are you still running for governor of New Hampshire?
I am still running for governor because nobody should govern you but you.
And you're running as a... Are you affiliated with a party?
I'm running as a libertarian Republican.
Okay.
I'm running in the Republican primary to replace John Sununu.
The incumbent.
Or, I'm sorry, Chris Sununu.
I always confuse it, too.
Yeah.
Replace all the Sununus, you're okay in my book, so that's okay.
Yep. And my campaign slogan is nobody should rule you but you.
Kind of catchy.
And the website?
Website is electnobody.com. And there will be more coming out of the campaign shortly. I've just gotten back from visiting my family, and I'm still getting up to speed.
All right, and then people can donate to your campaign through your website, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And you take crypto?
I take crypto. I take whatever you want to give me.
Silver, gold, palladium.
Some ganja, whatever you want. I don't care. I'll find a use for it.
Hey, Wesley, thanks for your call. Go ahead. We're running out of time.
Before I go, I want to give a shout out to the LRN Discord. Those people in there are very cool. There's some trolls, but most of the people are very, very cool.
Well, that's
kind.
And you can join the LRN Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Hey, thanks, Wesley. Thanks for your call.
See you, Wesley.
This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the impeachment trial in the Senate starting Tuesday as Monday MLK Day. Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
In other news, another caravan heading toward the U.S., but the Mexican government appears to be doing something about it this time.
The president of Guatemala says a caravan of migrants that's been heading towards the United States has been blocked from entering Mexico. The president saying the Guatemalan government was told by Mexico's foreign minister the caravan would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border.
That's Chris Barnes reporting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. I wanted to tell you about LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique LibertyCon convention, April 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to get together and network. You can talk about career advancement, business, internship opportunities, all kinds of things going on. There's going to be over 70 pro-liberty organizations there. You're going to hear from great speakers like John Mackey of Whole Foods, Vernon Smith, Nobel Prize winner in economics, Miriam Issa, pop culture expert, political commentator, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, author of The Black Swan, and it's going to be great. There's more. Just visit LibertyCon visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are still available, and discount rooms are available for everyone at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C. So check it out. It's going to be a great conference. Save on registration at LibertyCon.com. Use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount. I think I stumbled through that sufficiently. Yeah, I think we're just going to move on. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And a lot of eyes have been on Virginia. I was going to say North Virginia. See, this is really where I think either it's the hour or it's my Lyme disease. I've felt it lately. I've been.
It's the lime and the coconut.
It is, man, and it's. I'm thinking I may have to go on to my antibiotics regimen again to see if that knocks it out, because this is pretty much how it started last time. We've been talking about Virginia, and I know they've been covering it here on Free Talk Live.
They covered it last night to some extent. I'm not sure how deep.
Yeah, but you have a story from...
There's been news, I guess, today.
Yeah.
So I don't think they covered this last night. Breaking as of 3 hours ago, according to the BBC, FBI has arrested suspected neo-Nazis ahead of a Virginia gun rally that was, slated... for Monday. One was a Canadian Army reservist who was fired in August over his ties to hate groups and has been suspected missing since, according to Canadian police. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency in the city of Richmond ahead of the rally. He said law enforcement believes there was a threat of violence. Governor Northam announced a ban on guns in the state's capital area from Friday until Tuesday, citing threats of violence made ahead of the rally. The order also covers other weapons such as knives and sticks.
Yes.
So,
I'm just imagining, how are they going to enforce that? They're putting a ban on guns,
they're
on knives.
It with guns.
Well, no, I assume a ban applies to all people in Virginia. You mean they're not going to deny the police the ability?
No.
At the same time, well, that
would let the cops carry whatever weapons they need to, including battering rams, armored personnel carriers, machine guns, death rays, whatever they got.
This is at this demonstration. What they're doing is what Virginia wants to do. They want to move
the state people,
the state of Virginia, the people who call themselves the state. They want to deny the right for anyone to possess arms that they feel are just. They don't have a right to possess.
Well, it's also worth pointing out here, the so-called state of emergency is what justifies this, right? Because you're supposed to have a right to bear arms. You're supposed to have, and I'm pretty sure if we pulled up the Virginia Constitution, I'm going to bet that there's a right to bear arms portion of the Virginia Constitution. There certainly is at the national level. We have one here in New Hampshire as well. And you're supposed to have that right. If you have a right, it means you're not supposed to ask permission. Because if you ask permission for something, you've converted what you thought was a right into a privilege. A privilege is something that you have to ask permission for from someone who is higher up than you that can grant you this privilege. They can bestow upon you the ability to have a gun. And if they can just take it away by an executive order, if this man with his pen, his fancy pen or his fancy hat or whatever, can simply say, well, now it's a state of emergency. It's an emergency. And so we're just going to go ahead and wipe out this whole right to bear arms within the capital region. Outside of that, it's fine. You can still have your guns for now. Of course, they're working on anti-gun legislation in Virginia, which is why they're having this protest in Virginia, in the capital in the first place, is the Democrats have won the elections there, apparently, and they're moving forward with their agenda.
Yeah, and it's all about the ability to fight back against the government. And that's what they don't seem to understand is the... people say, oh, well, we can't have weapons of war in civilian hands. Well, I'm sorry, but if we're making war against the government, then exactly what we need to do that is weapons of war.
Correct. Virginia's Constitution, the Constitution of Virginia, Article 1, Bill of Rights, Section 13, militia, standing armies, military subordinate to civil power. This is sort of their editorial. It reads that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the proper and natural safe defense of a free state. Therefore, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that standing armies in times of peace should be avoided as dangerous to liberty, and that in all cases the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power.
Except under a state of emergency.
Exactly. Ignore what your state constitution says while we work on a better way of completely doing away with Section 13 of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of Virginia.
The emergency isn't meant to be resolved. The emergency is meant to be permanent.
Yes.
And when has it not been some emergency in America?
Oh, there's a state of emergency that's pretty constant. In fact, if you, from what I understand, a lot of these states of emergency are actually enabled but never repealed,
sure.
Never ended. So
right.
You could argue that the U.S. government, for instance, is always under a state of emergency, and that's why they don't have to pay attention to the Constitution. Because, you know, it's not like anybody's going to hold them responsible for this stuff, whatever it is they're doing.
Well, yeah. That's why we have the Second Amendment, though, so we can hold them responsible for this stuff eventually.
Well, and exactly what are they saying here, what they're worried about, right? Like, okay, so there's going to be a protest, and they're worried that armed people are going to come to the Capitol and do what? Are they worried they're going to get shot?
Yeah.
Are they worried they're going to have, like, you know, firebombings, bombing the buildings there? Because, I mean, those things could happen. And whether or not they declare a state of emergency isn't going to stop it. If somebody wants to show up there with guns or with bombs or whatever, then they're going to do that, right? Like, the governor declaring a state of emergency won't stop someone who's motivated to commit violence.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So, and I hate to use Wikipedia as a source because I don't know who wrote this stuff. So bear with me, but there was a declaration of a national state of emergency following 9/11, and it is still considered open.
Sure.
So we're still under that.
And you can go back, right, to other ones.
Well, yeah. Jimmy Carter in 1979, November 14th, he declared a state of emergency against the country of Iran and enacted some sanctions back then. Mm. That one is still open. That one's still valid. So we are still...
Was it an emergency when we overthrew their government in 1953?
That's a good question. And we're going to talk about that. 855-450-FREE. Does government in general overuse the idea that we'll fall for it's a state of emergency, so do what we say. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Still got another segment. You call now, we can still get you on the air. But first, I wanted to ask, are you aware of Divi? The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. And we have been discussing what's going on in Virginia. I don't like to use the word powder keg lightly. But a lot of gun rights activists are threatening.
Boogaloo.
People are going to Virginia, and people want
the least serious sounding word for anything.
Yeah, it is. And
sometimes you got to go to the big igloo.
Some group just came out and said, we just want to warn people that evidently boogaloo is a word used, and they made it sound like it was exclusively a word created by white supremacists to indicate, you know, what things that they are planning.
Okay, isn't it supremacist?
I don't know. That's a good question. Are they two different words?
Yeah.
Or is one not a word at all?
I think supremacist is a is I'm not thinking. A word.
I think white that's supremacist. Not. That's a good question.
I think it's supremacist.
Supremacist is not a word if it's spelled S-U-P-R-E-M-I-S-T, dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Supremacist.
But, yeah, it's really interesting because certainly they're going to use the word, but it's a perfectly cromulent word. I use the word, and it describes a particular thing. And it describes that particular thing regardless of the political leanings of the person who uses it. And the boogaloo is the, it's basically, it's what we used to call T.O. Twiki, the end of the world as we know it. And
is that true? I mean, I thought the boogaloo, from my understanding, is basically the idea of fighting with violence against the government, you know, that it's finally time, right? But the end of the world, as we know, is more like a survivalist kind of thing where the S hits the fan and there's all kinds of things.
But it's the same sort of idea. And, you know, the idea of it's, I mean, the bottom line is sooner or later, the government is going to come with violence against us. And so,
well, they're always coming with violence against us.
Well, right. Exactly. So it's you know, the boogaloo is so to some extent the onset of self-defense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the boogaloo seems to be the moment at which the self-defense that you describe here is writ beyond the individual, meaning that you can see on occasion, you know, you got the guy with the tank that drove through his town or whatever.
Colorado.
What was that called? Not Tank Man, but Tank Man was in China.
Killdozer.
Killdozer, that guy. And then there was another guy that went in and, like, shot up a city council. There was a guy in
New
Hampshire.
You could say they went boogaloo.
But but it's not really the boogaloo unless other people follow suit, I don't think.
Well,
true.
That is the hope of boogalooists all over the country. I mean, they're hoping that, basically what they're hoping is that people have finally had enough. People will actually do something about a government that's gone completely out of control, gone way beyond what we ever looked at government to be or do.
And it seems like, you know, left and right, even if they disagree on what things the government is doing that are bad, they both seem pretty upset about what the government is doing. So what makes sense to me is, since the liberals hate the conservatives and the conservatives hate the liberals, maybe they should just get a divorce. Break up the federal government, you know, let each state govern itself however it governs itself, and if you don't like the way your state behaves, move three states west or three states east. If you're a libertarian, move to New Hampshire.
Or try to change it. Yeah, I think it's great. And the best thing to do is to vote with your feet. Move somewhere else. The problem I think a lot of people are feeling is that there aren't many places left you can move to that are serious about protecting your rights and your freedom.
Yeah. And that's why it's a problem to have a federal government forcing all 50 jurisdictions in the United States to be the same, you know?
And if you read the Bill of Rights, you read the writings of the Founding Fathers, this wasn't what they described at all. This isn't anything remotely like that.
Yeah, each state was supposed to be unique.
Its own country.
In a lot of ways, and that was the way that they wanted to accommodate multiple nations within
one country.
Now, everybody knows that the First Amendment, Congress shall pass no law abridging the freedom of speech, and so on and so on. There's a First Amendment. But states, and this was recognized when the Bill of Rights was passed, was, well, you know, if a state wants to abridge free speech or establish a state religion, well, they're welcome to, because that's not how it was phrased in the Constitution. That was purposely done.
Congress shall pass no law.
That's correct, and it's a federal law. So, you know, and then you have the Supreme Court saying, well, every state must follow exactly.
That wasn't so much a change made by the Supreme Court, though. That was made by the 14th Amendment, which it came about strangely in that basically the state governments were suppressing.
That's a good point.
The rights of blacks after the Civil War. And so they amended the U.S. Constitution to say you can't do that.
Right.
But as soon as they took upon themselves the authority to say you can't do that, they also made themselves the arbiters of what civil rights were for everybody in every jurisdiction. And that's not how the framers saw it.
They knew words meant something. And when they said to Congress in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Congress shall pass no law abridging the freedom of speech, etc., etc., they said that. But in the Second Amendment, they say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, they didn't say Congress. They didn't say anything. They just said they recognized that people have this right. They recognized it, and they didn't. They said government can't do anything about that because we don't have any right to do that. We state government can't do anything against this. That's the point. People look at it like government granted us rights, or the Second Amendment granted something. They didn't. That was never done.
It's not a grant of rights. It's supposed to be a guarantee by the government that this line they will never cross.
And they did. Obviously, they
cross it and cross it and cross it. And sooner or later, somebody has to get a face full of hot lead behind that,
or
having it is pointless.
It is. And this is why people in... I don't think it's why people are... Government in Virginia just believes that they can squash everything. They can take away people's rights. It's no big deal. Make sure that anybody who shows up at the state house for this, this organized protest, nobody's allowed to have guns.
Yeah. Let me point out, there are 200 civilians for every cop and military in the and soldier in the United States. So we can defeat them if we want to.
Remind yourself, we outnumber them. But that's all the time we have for you tonight. But there'll be more tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, here on Free Talk Live.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.